The Sensemaker. Hi, I'm Claudia, and this is Sensemaker from tortoisemedia.com. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the man who could hold the key to the investigation into Donald Trump's finances. But the question is, will he cooperate?
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Alan Weisselberg is a very nice, unassuming, bald guy with a handlebar mustache and glasses who grew up in Brooklyn and found himself in the Trump Organization in the 1970s and never left.
Alan Weisselberg is the oldest and most trusted employee within the Trump Organization. He serves officially as a CFO, but he handles all kinds of critical tasks for the company and the family.
Alan Weisselberg is defined by what Donald thinks about him, about saving him money regardless, every day, proving his worth by doing that creatively.
Unless you're a Trump family obsessive, you probably haven't heard of longtime Trump insider Alan Weisselberg. Unlike his boss, who lives for the limelight, he hasn't got much of a public persona. He went on The Apprentice only once in the decade that Donald Trump presented the show, so he's camera shy, and he's hardly ever spoken to the press either. But that could change very soon, because New York prosecutors are investigating Donald Trump and his company's financial dealings. They're trying to see if there's a criminal case to be had. And if there's one person who knows about Donald Trump's finances, it's Alan Weisselberg.
If there is literally one person that the president probably does not want investigators talking to about dollars and cents going in to the Trump Organization and coming out of the Trump Organization, it is Alan Weisselberg.
He's been the Trump Organization's chief financial officer for 2 decades. He's actually worked for the company for nearly 50 years in all. He was hired by Donald Trump's dad way back in 1973. So as one Donald Trump biographer put it, Alan Weisselberg knows where the financial bodies are buried. And right now, it looks like Cyrus Vance Jr., that's the New York district attorney going after Donald Trump, is trying to get his longtime numbers man to spill the beans. But what exactly does Cy Vance want from Alan Weisselberg? And more importantly, will he be able to get it? Cy Vance already has a lot of information on Donald Trump's finances. He's got hold of millions of pages of documents from his accounting firm. And yes, the documents do include those notorious tax returns.
You're perfectly free to release your taxes during an audit. And so the question, does the public's right to know outweigh your personal...
Well, I told you, I will release them as soon as the audit. Look, I've been under audit almost for 15 years.
I'm always under audit, it seems, but I've been under audit for many years. They're under audit. They have been for a long time. They're extremely complex. People wouldn't understand them.
The story of the unending audit was never that convincing, and plenty of people definitely can understand the contents of his tax return, not least New York's district attorney. But actually, the tax returns themselves aren't the most important thing here. Yes, they're likely to reveal a good deal about what was happening to the money in the Trump Organization. And they could give you a whiff of something fishy going on. But what they don't tell you about is intent. The balance sheets can't tell an investigator whether Donald Trump knowingly made false representations about his earnings. And proving that intent is critical. It's the only way Cy Vance will be able to bring charges against Donald Trump, and the only way he can make them stick. Because what often happens in white-collar cases is that the accused gets off by saying, "I just didn't know I was doing anything illegal." So Cy Vance really needs evidence that Donald Trump knew exactly what he was doing. And while he's poring over these documents, He won't just be looking at the numbers. He'll be searching for evidence, emails, letters, notes in the margins, which could help prove that Donald Trump knew about any financial misdeeds.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And that's where Alan Weisselberg comes in, because he knows everything. He's even called himself the eyes and ears of the Trump Organization. So Alan Weisselberg could be the witness that Cy Vance needs to nail Donald Trump, because he's got a unique knowledge of what went on in Trump world, what his boss knew and didn't, what Donald Trump's intentions were when it came to his money, whether they were criminal or not. But getting Alan Weisselberg to give up his employer's secrets will be a tall order. We're talking about secrets he spent the better part of a lifetime keeping under wraps. It might all come down to a simple calculation. Does Alan Weisselberg think that Donald Trump will be charged? If so, and Donald Trump does end up facing a criminal trial, will it be better for his long-term ally to flip and hope for a plea deal? Or should he stay loyal and hope this all goes away? Cy Vance is doing his best to tip the balance towards cooperation. And he's going in hard. He's going after Alan Weisselberg's own family. He's already persuaded Jennifer Weisselberg, that's the ex-wife of Alan's son Barry, stay with me, to hand over boxes and boxes of evidence about her former husband and her father-in-law. Alan Weisselberg must be feeling the pressure. And according to Jennifer Weisselberg, that could be game over for Donald Trump.
What do you think he could tell investigators?
Everything they would ask.
Do you think he could be the ultimate tour guide into the Trump orbit?
Yes.
Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Nimmo, Imi, Zav and Ella at Tortoise Media. We're trying to build a different kind of newsroom at Tortoise, one that's open, collaborative and free from all the clutter and the noise of the daily news cycle. We'd love for you to be a part of it by signing up. It's really easy to do. Our membership starts from just £1 a week. Go to tortoisemedia.com/friend and use my personal promo code Claudia50 and you'll get 50% off. Today's story was written and produced by Ella Hill. The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.